representative. Mauritius associates itself with the statement delivered by Maldives on behalf of a group of an informal group of SIDS in Geneva. We express our appreciation to the panelists for their contributions. Chair, rise in sea level, extreme weather conditions, floods, droughts are some of the consequences of climate change. The IPCC report released in February 2022 stated that without immediate and deep emissions reductions across all sectors, limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius would be an objective beyond reach. Climate change affects our enjoyment of rights such as right to life, housing, education, health, water and sanitation, amongst others. This will undeniably prevent us from achieving the 17 SDGs by 2030. For SIDS like Mauritius, global warming and rising sea levels represent an existential challenge which will cause tremendous damage and lead to massive displacement of people from low-lying islands. These particularly affect vulnerable target groups such as women and girls, and we also know the impact on physical and mental capacity. As a net food importing country, addressing the impact of climate change on food security is crucial. As SIDS, we cannot emphasize enough on the effects of climate change on oceans, and therefore we look forward to the discussions as world leaders gather in Lisbon this week and the COP27 in Egypt. Chair, as dead as a dodo, so have we all heard. Mauritius is the only country in the world which had dodo birds, and they have become extinct due to human activities. We surely do not want our planet to be mentioned as another dodo bird. As such, we call on collaboration, cooperation, and inclusivity in combating climate change. Thank you.